This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Being cooped up inside during this pandemic makes it easy to get cabin fever. You could be getting the itch to get more creative these days. Maybe you want to try writing poetry or lyrics. But where do you start? We reached out to Akron rapper and producer Flaco Torres to get some advice on how to channel your thoughts into something with a beat.
Flamenco, it's time to get it. She got the moves down, I got the vision.
Just trying to be completely honest is what I try to do about whatever the topic, whatever the situation is, from the music down to every syllable.
I've been channeling Missy Elliott for 3 days now. I've been serving the game, trying to get paid out. I've been watching you lanes while you running your mouth. You can't stay in the rain while you come out the house with no umbrella.
I'm sure there are people out there who just want a way to express themselves feeling kind of trapped right now.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who's maybe never written lyrics, maybe not much of a poet, what advice would you have for them being able to put their feelings down on paper?
I know it's probably cheesy, and I don't have a journal, and I haven't since I was like a child. But I think about that all the time of that was how writing started for me in my life, was having a journal and just writing down daily thoughts, writing down quotes that I read in a book or I heard in a show, writing down something that you heard your significant other or a family member or something say, and just kind of keeping those things and revisiting them and just getting used to the idea of looking at your thoughts or looking at things that you thought were interesting from wherever it came from.
Free as the color of my skin, it's love to all my people. Free as the feeling and ability to drop the ego. Free as the
writing down your day or things that you're feeling, working through those feelings, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot in that. So I would feel like just starting with writing down things that make you feel something. And they, you know, they don't have to be in any sort of format. It can just be random and just kind of going through those things.
Just kind of pouring it all out there, right? Putting it all out there, no matter what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. It's like illustrating, you know, if you're just sketching something or just drawing because you're bored, you're just going to do what comes to mind. Getting it like out of your head onto something, you know, your phone, your laptop, or I would actually suggest physically writing it down. I've got a bunch of random notebooks, which is why I can never find passwords. Because I just like write passwords and stuff and then forget what notebook it was in. I definitely wouldn't suggest trying to just sit down and be like, I'm going to start writing poetry or writing songs. That pressure puts you in a box. So you want to be able to pull from as many feelings and things as you can. So like, you know, just take 7 days and try to write something down. All 7 of those days, and look at them on the 7th day and see if there's any similarities, anything that stuck out to you, anything that makes you laugh or, you know, makes you cry, like whatever it is, whatever emotion moves you once you find that theme, then start going in that direction.
What about if you're kind of scared to share?
I think that consistency breeds confidence, and reminding yourself that this is just for you, because it's low stakes at that point. If you write something you think is stupid or makes you uncomfortable or whatever it is, wherever you write this, wherever you store this, no one will ever see it unless you grant them access.
I fell in love during the summer. Mom's a lover, pop's a hustler. So no wonder I'm a lover and a writer. I was a writer.
Like currently right now, I'm feeling it is absolutely a first world problem that I'm sick of being in the house. But then also being able to be like, this isn't World War II times or, you know, any other era that we have been through. This is completely specific to what we are going through. So it's also valid that I don't want to be in the house, because our entire thing is made up of getting out and being mobile and doing whatever the hell you want. That being taken away from you as quickly as this has been, it's like, no, that's not normal. You know what I mean? So like I would do something like that. I'd just start having this internal monologue with how I'm feeling and then move through that process.
Flaco Torres, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How about we go out with a beat that you and producer APCQ worked on during this pandemic? I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.